Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me?
All right. It is Saturday. It is Music Day, and it's Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, where we have really learned how to TCB. And this is a part of it, folks. This is putting music in your day, music in your life. How heavy would our existence be without music? Because music comes from inside, and the joy of it, the sadness of it, the empathy, the sympathy, everything that person feels, even anger, comes through in music. And what a wonderful way to express all the things of our lives. And I have actually calling from over the big water, the pond, as they call it. I never did see that, but okay.
Big pond.
That's even bigger than a lake. I don't know if you, that pond thing, I wonder where that came
from. Oh, wow. And I can't even swim.
Yeah. That would make it a little difficult for you, hon. That really
That's a problem. Yeah,
you got to keep the bungee cord in good repair, because you don't want to end up getting dunked in the salt water. Don't do that.
Oh, no. No.
I've got lots and lots of really fantastic music today. I have quite a few requests, for which I am very, very thankful, because it always makes it better to play requests, because you know that the people that requested those want to hear those songs. And that means other people are going to enjoy them as well. I enjoy them. So I'm going to start off with one that's not a request, but I found this, and I just said, bop it in my chair. I couldn't help it. I hope it affects the guy the same way. It is an instrumental. Doesn't have words to it, but it is going to grab you and make you fly in anyway. So enjoy this. It doesn't say who did it. It's just called Boogie Woogie. Gives you an idea.
Yeah.
Applause. Thank you.
goodness. If you were even sitting still in your chair, never mind whether you got up or not, if you were sitting still in your chair, you died and nobody would told you. That's what happened. Missed the event completely.
I'm not dead then. No, I'm alive.
You can't help it. You have to get a feet move. And I have a mental picture of the dance that they used to do to music like that in the late 50s, where those feet were just a flying and a twisting and a bumping and a kick. And their body
them over there, right?
But, well, the upper body didn't move. It was all in the hips, the legs, and the feet. And just fascinating to watch. It's fascinating to watch. I love it. I love it. I love it. I never learned how to do that. At 6 years old, it just wasn't quite seeing at that point. But anyway, I never did learn to do it, even when I got older. But I love listening to Boogie. It excites
you. Definitely gets you to move.
Oh my God. And who knows? You could be moving in more ways than you realize if the boogie woogie really gets too deep. So you know, you gotta just let in and let go because you never should.
It would keep you fit.
Don't do that in public. You don't know what will happen.
Oh no, you'll get arrested. The police will be taken away.
Exactly, or you might get in trouble in other ways. Table dance comes to mind. Yes, never mind. Okay, let's go to a request because I do have like 6 or 7 of them, and I really want to get them played because they're all very long. So this actually does change the feeling and the mood, John. Is our Greek Demi Roussos?
Demi Roussos,
I used to love these things. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, but I give it my best shot. You know, I know it's just Demi and then Roussos, but his voice is fantastic. And this is a song that John sent us. That Debbie does, it's Lovely Lady of Arcadia.
We met one magic summer day. The dream came true and blew. Our love began to grow. The time had come for me to go. Now all that I am living for is to come back to you once more. Lovely lady of Arcadia, as long as we're apart, the same old song will hold my heart.
it's always good to have music from other genres of music, because you just listen to everything that you have decided you like. You never hear anything new. You never can hear and figure out that there are other kinds of music that you like. You just need a chance to hear them. So that's why I am really, really thankful when John sends me music that singers from other countries do. It's fantastic. And I loved Danny Roussos from the first time I heard him. It's
beautiful
so
singer.
Great. Yes. Mm. And then that the blind singer, whose name escapes me right now, I had for a second and it flew away. But I love listening to him. It's
Stevie
there.
Wonder. Is it Stevie Wonder, you mean?
No. Stevie Wonder's American one. I'm thinking of, oh my goodness. He's got an operatic voice.
Oh, Andrea Bonicelli, is it, or something?
Andrea Bonicelli.
Yes.
Pacelli.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Andrea Bonicelli.
That's it. Like, I know his name if I hear it, but I can't dredge it up to let it stay in my mind long enough to reach my mouth.
Can you hear me now?
Connection. Yes, I can. Thank you for calling back.
Oh, hello.
I knew you were here, but I could not hear you. I knew you were here, and I heard Anne.
That's okay.
You know, right off the back, so I didn't know what was going on. I still don't know what's going on with it, but, you know, it's.
Oh, you've got Susan there. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you can hear me. Hello, everybody.
So am I.
Hello, Susan.
Hello, sweetie.
It's so frustrating when somebody's there and you can't explain to them what's going on because you can't hear them. You don't know if they understand or not. I'm glad you're back and now I can hear you. It's a great, great thing in my book. I like it. So, you know, right now I've got a very special request.
Okay.
And Shauna even added it to the library for me so that I wouldn't have to do it. But she made sure she got the one she wanted. And this is a tribute to her daddy, because her daddy has been gone for 12 years, I believe, today.
Bless.
And this was his favorite.
Oh.
It's El Paso by Marty Robbins. So this is
nice.
Special.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico.
Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddle up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than just pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Palina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss and Felina, goodbye.
Yeah, there you go, Don, for your daddy. And just remember all the good things, because you know you've got a million good things to remember about him. And do that. I don't for a different reason, even though I love it. But we're just going to think about your daddy today with this song. So think of the good things, honey, because they'll make you smile and keep your heart happy. There you go. I've got a request right now from Brandon. And this is a good one, guys. I love it. It's not off the wall or weird or anything. It's really cool. I'm sorry, Brandon, I couldn't help it. I got to rib at you once in a while. You know, this is Diane Rio, and it's called Mirror, Mirror. Wait a minute.
But you knew what she was doing when she let you hang there. I'll never, never on my wall tell me who is the loneliest fool of all. Now wait a minute, I believe I
to be careful of those mirrors. Sometimes they tell you things you don't want to know. So, hey, is Susan still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Because my board's been bopping you out and bopping you back in. It's like, hey, is she really here or not?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Anton's been there, so, you know. My goodness.
Oh, just a big bopper.
As long as you keep coming back, it's okay. So
I will.
Yeah, we're good with that. All right. I have another request, and like I said, I haven't got a lot of day kids, so I'm trying to play them all because I don't want to leave anybody out. And
okay.
I've even got a surprise for John.
Ah. Oh.
This isn't it. But it's hard for me to do this, but I'm gonna do it. Not right this minute.
Okay.
And y'all are just going to have to close off your ears for a couple minutes and just deal with it. Laugh or look at it. That works too. Laugh and work. Okay, but this is for Lonnie. Last week,
yeah.
Lonnie requested a song and it was too late to get it into the library. So I'm playing it for today. And this is by Chicago. And it's called You're the Inspiration.
I want you here with me from tonight until the end of time. You should know everywhere I go, always on my mind, in my heart, in my soul. Bring
Okay, guys. There you go, Lonnie. I hope you enjoyed it because I love Chicago, and that is fantastic. And I think a trip down to this guy for a new pair with a stationary mic that doesn't get pulled out of the cord is probably in order. So hopefully it's going to improve, guys, because I, you know what? When I listen back to it later, though, you don't hear any of those garbles. It's really weird. It's really weird, but okay. I still am going to get a new mic. That's just how it rolls. It is time. It's time has come. I have been getting teased about this for months, maybe longer. And it's finally come. It's kind of a joke because I swore up and down and left and right and in and out. I am not going to play this. And you have probably all guessed what it is by now. And this last time, John teased me with it. And I said, you know what? Wouldn't you just be shocked if I played that? So, hey, guys, here you go. Tiptoe through the tulips with Tiny Tim.
Whatever he did with his song.
Oh, tiptoe through the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. By the garden, on the willow tree, come tiptoe through the tulip with me. Knee-deep in flowers we'll pray, we'll keep the showers away. And if I kiss you in the garden, in the with me, with me.
Okay, guys, I hope you got out of it whatever you were going to get out of it, because that is the only one and only time that I'm playing it. I can't handle it. It's and his voice during that song betrays the fact that he's gone. He doesn't normally sing that way. That's what made him money, so that's what he did. And I hope it made you laugh, John. I hope you got a good rock and old baby laugh out of that, because that's the only time I'm playing it, honey. I just cannot deal. But I got through that. I got through it. And that second time I got through it, because I went to it first to say, okay, can I handle this? Yeah, it was short enough, I can handle that. So there you go, honey pie. I hope you loved that.
Aw.
Because so many.
I'm sure we did. Bless.
I loved it.
I bet he enjoyed that.
But Shauna doesn't.
You know, it is funny. If you're listening
yes,
to it for the humor factor and not expecting anything from it, it is funny. Mm. It really is hilarious. And you have to stop and think, where was that guy's brain to let him even think of doing that? That had to be a little bit. No, that had to be a whole lot weird. But, you know, he made his fortune off of it. So more power
yeah.
to him. More power
can't
to him.
Be bad.
Okay. To get us back into the real world,
mm-hmm.
if that's possible. I've got the KCTU dancers doing Wah Wah Juicy.
Let's welcome the KCTU dancers as they perform the award-winning, gold disc-winning song, Wah Wah Juicy.
Wah, 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 smart.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the KCTU Dancers. Stay with us. We'll be back right after the break.
And you know what? A dance made for romance? I don't think so. That, no. And nobody that did it ever thought that about it. I do remember sixth grade, April of sixth grade, five of us girls in the coke room teaching each other the watch. Now, if that wasn't a sight to see, sixth grade, mind you, sixth, so you know, okay. The '60s were kind of awesome. You know, if you were too little to remember the '60s, look up some stuff from the '60s to find out what you missed. Because, let's see, sixth up 13, 12, something like that. So that was just on the cusp of being able to enjoy all those weirdly strange dances, the mashed potato, the Monster Mash, the twist, the Freddy, the swim, the jerk. I mean, some of these you had to be careful of because you would really hurt yourself doing them. I swear. But they were so fun. The Boogaloo. My mom taught me learning the Boogaloo in the dining room one night. That's what radio and record were.
Yeah.
And he stood there and watched for a minute. Maybe not quite a minute. I don't think she could handle it that long. And she looked and she says, I certainly hope you're not planning on doing that in public.
Oh, my.
Okay, Mom. No problem. I don't want to party. And very few chances, so I don't think you have anything to worry about. It's okay. I'm just having fun. And you know, it's all right. You don't have to have a heart attack or anything.
Oh.
But she never checked up or said anything else. Ever again.
Yeah.
It was just fun. So, you know, my mom is so awesome. She still is. She is still awesome. I'm so glad I still have her. She's fantastic. But, yeah. All of those weird dances that were going around, and you just, you had to be there. You just had to be there. That's all there is to that one. Oh, because it was so funny. All right, I have another request. And this is from John as well.
Okay.
It's Helen Shapiro.
Oh, nice.
Tell me what he said.
Oh,
I've lost him, but I don't know how. He's going with another now. He'll be
at the party on Friday night. I'd go there myself, but it wouldn't be right.
But if you see him there, please tell him that I care
and I want him back again. Tell him that man, tell me what he said.
Just take him to his side, tell him how much I cried
and I'm begging on my knees. Tell him that please, tell me what he.
If I hurt him, I'm sorry. Please tell him that I love him. No matter what the trouble may be, we can talk it over. I've never been so blue. I wait right here for you.
And I know if I should cry, if I should ever die, when you tell me what he said.
You know, her voice fascinates me. The very first time I heard her, I thought it was a guy singing. She is simply a very pure alto. Mm-hmm. And just, it fascinates me to listen to her. I've seen pictures of her. I know it's a girl. It's a woman. But the very first time I heard her, it's just she has got such a beautiful alto voice. And you don't hear that very often because altos are most of the time singing backup and harmonies. It's very seldom you'll have one step to the front and do their own songs, record their own stuff. So it's really special to hear her. It really is. So I hope you all enjoyed that as much as I did because I loved it. It was great.
Loved it.
Yeah. Cool. I've got
I like
here,
some of those.
Oh, is her name Helen Shapiro?
Yes.
Yes.
That's it. That's it.
Well, New York to Happiness. She sang.
That's the one I know. That's the one I know. My mum liked her.
Write it down and stick it on the fridge.
Yeah,
then when
my
you go
by her,
you open the fridge for something to drink. Oh, yeah, I remember her. There you
that's
go.
That's it.
That's the one. That's the one.
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember.
Okay, I'm not one that I remember this song from I'm going to date myself again, but oh well, who cares? It is what it is. I remember this song from the fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fun because the first time I heard it was my girlfriend was doing a tap dance in the school talent show. So this is really kind of, I've always loved it. I just, the idea, have a picture in your head of the outfit she's describing, and you're going to go, what? Because it's totally outlandish, but so appropriate to the time. This is Dodie Stevens doing Pink Shoelaces.
Hello, Kathy? Dodie. Listen, Kathy, my dad wants to use the phone so we can only talk for about an hour. Who are you going to school dance with Friday? Gary? He's cute. I'm going with Dooley. Dooley? Didn't I tell you about him? Now, I've got a guy, and his name is Dooley. He's my guy, and I love him truly. He's not good looking, heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes. He wears jet shoes with pinchy faces, a polka dot bed.
Polka dot vest. Ooh, that just kind of the fashion sense cringes. You know what I mean? It's just the picture of a pimp yelling, maybe. I don't know. You know, the Cadillacs. Excuse me, I'm sorry, but they were all quite often pink Cadillacs with the white fuzzy interiors, the big fuzzy dice on the mirror, and
oh, the dice. Yeah. I love them.
Yeah. And oh, gosh. They were kind of cool, but you didn't get into one. It just, not in LA. It just was not done. on TV and movies, sure. Why not, you know? Or if you knew somebody that wasn't a pimp that had one, you'd do that. That was all right. But he was willing to defend your honor, so to speak.
Say no more.
Exactly, no more. Okay.
No more.
You know what now? Now I'm old enough, I couldn't get away with it. That's the part.
Yep.
I'd be willing to. That's the weird part. You know, you grow up with certain things, you say, I'm never going to do that. But you know, when you get older, things kind of mellow out. You say, hey, I'd do that. Sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hold quite the same connotation as it used to, yeah.
No.
And Susan made it back. Oh my gosh.
I'm back.
Hello.
Hello.
You've got to be getting tired by now, girl. You've got to be getting tired. I've got an old song. I mean, an old song.
Right.
John said it to me, so yeah, I am going to shuffle up and say it's his fault. I can't really do that because I like the song. So, you know, it's okay. John Gibson. Does that name sound familiar? That name has always sounded familiar. I don't know why. Anyway, it doesn't matter. John Gibson, Sweet Dreams.
Mm-hmm. about you.
What's only possible. And it's wonderful. Daydreams are great things, you know, because that's what makes everything in this world happen. It always starts as a daydream. Everything. Everything you do started as a daydream. Maybe you were only 4 or 5 years old, but that's where it all started. You know? Think about it. It's true. It's quite a surprise, but it's true. Yeah, look at the chat room, you guys. This is funny. How did we go there? I don't know.
I don't know. It's Boo. That was Shauna. It wasn't actually. Elvis said it first.
Okay, it's
Elvis said it first. He said 40 DD, didn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, like I said, everything starts as a dream.
It was that E.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and
he has boobs on his mind.
I had a reply to that, but they, you know, that's okay. Brooke Dunn.
Yes,
from
dear.
Brandon
Fair
did
enough.
really super good this time. It was awesome.
Yeah, Brandon, great.
Brooke Dunn, they're going Rock My World.
Johnny B. Good. Looking so sweet, it ought to be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. She wears a snake skin boots made by Calvin Klein. Five and dime. All the other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. Got an A in math and never cracked a book. But she sure looks good in her dinner man pearl. Rock my world, little country girl.
Country girl. And who knows better than that? Country girl just not at all, you know? If you want to aspire to be a city girl, that's your problem. Because country girls is where it's at. Or small town. Small town girls work too. I mean, you know, gotta take what you get, I guess. So even growing up in a small city, I was always a country girl at heart. So that's what counts. That's what counts. Because if you're a country girl at heart, you're just a country girl. It's that simple. Of course, spending summers on a phone didn't hurt. He got to get that into the mix. Okay. Follow that. It takes care of all of my requests. So I hope everybody's happy with that sent their requests. I did my best, and I hope you enjoyed everyone. And we've got
it's a great show.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. We've got Fog Hat.
You're welcome.
They're going to sing Slow Ride. Where you want. All right. That rather abrupt, but since it was the short version, I hate to say that song. That just you can really get moving with that one. And you know what? I'm perfect to follow. Slow ride. This is Elvis. It's such a giant.
Oh. Ooh, lovely.
It was a night. Ooh, what a lot it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was. It really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Kissed me, I had to fall in love. Oh, it was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips set me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave the dawn, and my heart into love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss, the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night. It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart into love, and the night was gone. But I'll never the gills and the moonlight. How will I remember? I'll always remember that night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. When we kissed, I had to fall in love. But I gave my heart to her. Well, she's gone, gone, gone. Yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, and before that dawn, ooh, 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 that
anybody, just say it. Something really don't want to be spreading around other people. You know, that's something you want to just keep inside yourself and enjoy it. Enjoy the memory. Enjoy. Just enjoy. Mm-hmm. That's a good word. I like that word. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
And
yeah.
I very seldom play two Elvis songs in a row, but, you know, the spirit moves me. And get moved really easy. Oh, God, Jenny, shut up. Okay, this is Elvis. He's going to sing My Babe.
Well, that's it. It starts off slow and just tapers off to nothing, man. Well. Takes a while. It's coming. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on.
You don't know, God. I know she loves me, Bob. Well, Bobby, I know she loves me, Bob. Hell, my baby, I know she loves me, my baby. Hell, my baby, I know she loves me. She don't do nothing but kiss and love me, Bob. I know she loves me. Oh, my, my baby.
There is so much about that song that will just take you flying. And all you got to do is listen to it. There are things going on that he does in that song that, yeah, that's enough said. Let your imagination wander, because if you listen to that song, it ain't hard to do. It's not difficult to do. We don't use that other word.
Tonight.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, cold shower time for sure. All right. Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart from the 60s. Let's see, I was probably 13, 14. There are a lot of good songs in that 2 or 3 year span. Oh my gosh. I wonder what she's doing tonight. This is the importance of not discounting when you're told that he wants to be friends.
Time.
about communication, guys. It's all about communication. Never leave anything to the imagination of the person you're talking to. Never let them imply anything about what you're saying. Make sure you spell it out, because you never know what you might be missing if you don't. So don't hint. Don't assume. You've got to spell it out. Use your words. Communicate. Spell it out. And take the chance, because you might end up with something really, really great. You got to take that chance. You got it. Besides, before you're taking a chance, you kind of know what the outcome is going to be. You know what the answer is going to be. You're just afraid to hear it. But you got to take that chance. You're going to miss everything in life if you never take that chance. You got to do that. You know? Because you're going to have some really good stuff if you do. And you're not going to have nothing if you don't. That's my opinion. Anyway. Hey, there we go. All right. Early 60s, late 50s. I think it was the late 50s. From the TV clip, I think it was the late 50s. Cordette, Lollipop. Lollipop. Just think about it. Yeah. Lollipop. Do not ever nickname someone you care about Lollipop. Don't ever do that. Just don't do that. It's not a good thing. enough said. I'm not going any further with that one.
No. Stop it there.
Yeah, right dead in its tracks and forget about it. Okay. Three Dog Night. I've been having this one on my list for over a month. It's time to play Three Dog Night. Three Dog Night is easy to be hard.
How lovely. You know I'm hung up on you. Easy to be proud, easy to say no.
Hard. We need to keep that in our minds, that we do not want to be easy to be hard. We want to be able to always be touched by someone in need, whether they're just in need of your smile or your listening power. It doesn't have to be anything big. Something for somebody. Don't be hard to people. Don't be hard-hearted. Don't be hard-skinned. Let it happen. Help. That's what you need. Just help. And right now, I want to say thank you to everybody. I've got about 2 minutes to fill, and that's cool. I got no problem with that. I got a lot of stuff to fill up. But thank you, Anne, for coming and popping back and forth.
You're welcome.
Oh, good connection. I'm glad you got the invite. This is great. And Susan, thank you for coming back all the time. It's good to have you. You did have to come back probably 8-10 times. It was just amazing.
Oh, wow.
But you always did. And thank you for that, because it has to be frustrating. And just thank you for everybody that's out there. I have people in the chat room. And Susan and Anne were two of them. And we just had some funny stuff going on today. And too bad for the rest of you. You can't know. Sometimes
no.
It's just fun to do that. It's fun to let people know they're tripping out on something. It's just how it is. But you know what? It was fun to know you were there. It was fun to know you were listening. It was fun to know that if you have a way to participate. You can call me. You can just make comments at the end of the show. There's a place to do that if you're on your computer listening. And just join in. And if all you wanted to do is to sit there and listen, laugh, have a good time, that's awesome too. You know?
Yeah.
It's all being part of the show. Every bit of it is being part of the show, even if you just want to listen. You can't listen, it's good. You always know you can go recording later. It's there.
That's it.
And I know people that do that. My dog does that sometimes. My best friend does that sometimes. It's something that's available when you can't be live. Yeah. And I want to put a shout out, first of all, love to Tanya Jenkins for the graphics. Thank you so much. She did beautiful ones for me this week, and I really appreciate it. And I want to shout out my granddaughter, Kaylee Williams. Kaylee had brain surgery a couple weeks ago, something like that. around her brainstem. So we did not know what the outcome was going to be, but thank you to my daughter for keeping everybody posted and letting everybody know what's happening. And Kaylee is doing fantastic. She has tough nights, but she's off the rough medication and onto easy for the counter stuff. She's walking, she's thinking, she's functioning, and she still needs help with the kids, which is very understandable. Tom's been able to be home with her. That's her husband. And it's just her recovery is nothing short of a miracle. And I am so thankful to all of you that prayed for her and made it happen. She's an amazing woman, an amazing mother. And I'm very, very thankful that God put her in my life through my foster daughter. And that's how she came to be my granddaughter. So,
lovely.
God has provided me with a wonderful family. Even if they're not related by blood, they're still my family. She's my daughter, and Kate is my granddaughter. Tom is my grandson. And I have two beautiful, wonderful, great grandchildren. And thank you, God, for giving me that, because that's where they came from. So,
beautiful.
Anyway, enough said. Now it's time for an Elvis song to add on.
Okay.
And this is the 12th of Never. That's how long I'm going to live. That's how long I'm going to live. And that's a long, long time. A beautiful time.
Twelfth of Never. How much I need you, must I explain? I need you, oh my darling, like roses need rain. You ask how long I love you, I'll tell. Until the 12th of never, I'll still be loving you. Hold me close, never let me go. Hold me close, melt my heart like April snow. I love you till the bluebells forget to bloom. I love you till the clover has lost its perfume. I love you till the poet run out of rhyme. Oh, until the 12th of never, and that's a long, long time. Until the 12th of never, and that's a long, long time.
And bless Susan, she came back one more time and no time to talk. So have a wonderful night, and we'll see you on the Gospel Hour tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Have a good time.
Good night, all. Love you.